The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, Hilchos Lel Yom Kippur, Sifim Yud Beis, Du Yud Zayin, Sif Yud Beis. La'ei Serev, in the afternoon, Oichlin Suda Mafsekis, we eat the Suda Mafsekis, V'noigin Litvel Pusas Hamaitzi B'dvash K'moy B'Rosh Hashanah. And the minig is to dip the challah from the Hamaitzi that you're saying into honey, just like we do on Rosh Hashanah. V'ein la'achol el advarim shem kalim l'sachar. We only eat things at this suda that are easy to digest, k'goyim basa oif, like chicken as opposed to meat. V'noigin she'ein oichlin dogim suda zu. As well, the minig is not to eat fish. A lot of places can bring down that the really issue is only to eat hot fish that's hot, but fish that's cold, like a cold piece of gefilte fish, not many paiskim say is fine. V'lo yoicho v'lo yishte dvayma mechamim. A person should not eat or drink things that make a person more warm. Kagay macholam mutubalin, from samim, like things that are spiced, the karkum, or that are spiced with turmeric. Also, we don't eat things that are from garlic, or we don't eat eggs. These are all things that add to that issue. But tzarech lizayim ma'ayid l'haysim mechal ala kodesh. Also, one has to be very careful to add some chol onto the kodesh Yom Kippur, meaning we should stop early and make Yom Kippur a little early. Dehainu meaning, shi'afsik m'lecho ba'ayid yayim tzas. We should stop to eat while it's still day, kodesh ben ha'shmashas, before ben ha'shmashas. We should add on time from chol and make that Yom Kippur. And there are those that stop eating even an hour before it becomes nighttime. And if you're stopping to eat while it's still day, however, you have in mind that you want to eat later, meaning your suda mafsekes is going to be finished, and you're going to want to eat or drink something later on in the day before ben Hashmashas comes, but after already you finished benching from the Sukkah Masekis. And you have to make a tenai, a condition, before you bench. You should say explicitly, or at least you should have intention in your mind, that you're not accepting the Tanis yet. You're, even though you're benching and the meal's over, you still plan to eat more before Yom Kippur comes. Sif Yud Gimel. Haminag b'mdinas elu she'ein matminin be'ev Yom Kippurim v'tzorech moitzei Yom Kippurim. The minag in our places is that we don't put food to heat up on Erev Yom Kippur so it'll be ready for us on moitzei Yom Kippur. K'derech sh'matminim Erev Shabbos l'Shabbos. Just like people put up food on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, like people put up a cholent on Friday afternoon, so it'll be ready for them Shabbos morning. So we don't put up a cholent or prepare food on Erev Yom Kippur, so it'll be piping hot and all cooked and ready for us on Moitz Yom Kippur. Because it's like we're preparing from Yom Kippur for the weekday, meaning the food is being cooked all during Yom Kippur, so it'll be ready for us Moitz Yom Kippur. It's a malacha involved. It's just something that's not appropriate. The gamishim de mechzikav sanusid also makes us look like we're just interested in eating. Here, Yom Kippur, we should have other things on our mind, and now we're all concerned about having a hot, big, good meal, Moitz Yom Kippur. That's not appropriate. Sometimes some of the women that have a bunch of children at home, so obviously they're fasting, but they don't, you know, they're afraid they're going to be weak and tired on Yom Kippur, and they don't want to work too hard on Yom Kippur preparing a whole meal for all the children who are little and need to eat. So they want to know, can you put up a cholent on Erev Yom Kippur and then serve it on Yom Kippur to the kids? So that's not a problem. None of these reasons would apply to that because you're using it on Yom Kippur and it's for the purpose of the children who need to eat then. So that's certainly fine to put up a cholent on Erev Yom Kippur so that the children will have what to eat on Yom Kippur and the wife won't have to work hard to prepare the meal for them. Sif Yud Dalet. Ksiv L'kdoish Hashem M'chubad. says in the pasuk with Dosh Hashem Mechuba V'dashin, and we dashin from that Zeh Yom Kippur. And this is referring to Yom Kippur. She'ein bo yachilu shtir, that there's no eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. So how you mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you give covered? Mitzvah lechabdoi b'ksus nekiyo v'neir. So the way to give covered to Hashem on Yom Kippur is to with clean, nice clothes and v'neiris and with candles. Lachain, therefore, matzin gam bebeis haknesis matzois nois. Therefore, we put nice tapestries in the shul. Umar bin v'neiris, and we add more candles. Shenikru chavad, because that's called covered. Shenama, like it says, bu'urim kabdu Hashem. With embers, we give cover to Hashem. Umisagami, and the targum that is, b'fanasya, with lights. Yikru Hashem, you should give honor to Hashem. Again, in our shuls, most of the time all the lights are on anyway, and we don't have any extra things to add, but the idea is that we're mechabed Yom Kippur with nice clothes, and we light the candles also. Kaida ben Hashmashas, before ben Hashmashas arrives, parsin ma'apais ha'shulchanas, we put tablecloths on the tables, as similar to what we do like on Shabbos, and madlikin neris b'bayis k'moy b'erev Shabbos, and we also light candles, all like we do on a regular Arab Shabbos. Yesh lahadlik ner b'chedesh ishtay shechavish shamim. We should also make sure to have a light on a candle going in the room where man sleeps with his wife. Kedesh lo yabal yidei tashmish, so they wouldn't come to do tashmish amita. A person could take one of the candles that we spoke about in the other shir about the ner that he's lighting for himself or the yahrzeit candle. He could put that in the room as well. Instead, he doesn't have to light a separate candle for that. Well, some people put the separate light that they're going to use for Avdala, and they put that candle, that's what they that yahrzeit lamp, that's what they put in the room, in the bedroom. Mavarch na neiris lahadlik neir shel Yom Kippurim. And when the woman lights the candles for Yom Kippur, she makes the bracha lahadlik neir shel Yom Kippurim. Then chol b'Shabbos, and if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, mavarch na lahadlik neir shel Shabbos for shel Yom Kippurim. She makes the bracha lahadlik neir shel Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Sift Hezvav. Noigin lil boishas ha-kittel. The minig is that men, married men, wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. Shehu beged mesim. Because that's the garment that a mace wears when they prepare him for kvura. He's put on a kittel by deizeh. And because of this, leiv ha-adam nichna v'nishper. A person's heart is going to be subdued and broken. He's going to remember that, you know, not everyone lasts forever. Everyone's going to be nifter, and therefore you have to, you know, be prepared for that with tshuva and doing your mitzvahs. So this is the way to wear this begad, the kippel. It'll put us in the appropriate mode, in the appropriate mindset for Yom Kippur. V'gam ha'avel yachal l'loisha as well, and avel is also allowed to wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. The kivan shu begim yuchel tefila, and since a kittel is something that we use for davening, lo yelech b'le beis hakisei. Person should not go for gedolim to the bathroom while he's wearing the kittel. He should take the kittel off. The gam anoshim loyv shoyis begadim levanim unikiyim lechavad ayoyim. Women also, they wear clean, nice white clothes lechavad ayoyim. On the day, however, they should not decorate themselves with much jewelry because there should be a fear of the day of judgment, and you don't want to have it all fancied and dressed up. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a woman could wear some jewelry. She shouldn't wear the full gamut of the jewelry as she would normally wear, let's say, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. She should wear just the jewelry pieces that she would wear normally during the week, not the extra fanciness that one would do for Shabbos and Yom Tov. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gaisa Reb Kiveger, he brings down that there are places that they don't wear gold on Yom Kippur, because you don't want the Kateger to be the Sanegar, meaning that because the Egel Hazav is a Sanega on Yom Kippur. That's something that a Takatega on Yom Kippur. That's something that is reminds Hashem of the sin of the Egel. So we don't want to wear gold. We don't want to wear clothing of gold because we don't want. We're trying to come in and get a kapar. We don't want to remind Kavyachal Kosh Baruch Hu of the Chet HaEgel. Some people want to say that the Prima Gadim in his Perish on Chumash wants to say that this is maybe doesn't apply to women because we know the women weren't part of the Chet HaEgel. So if women wear clothing of gold, that's not a problem because it's not there's no avera they have to be afraid of. But then he ends off there that still they shouldn't do it because they're tied to their parnasa is tied to their husband's parnasa, and so perhaps it would be a reminder. A kateger for their husband's din and cheshbon, which would affect the women anyway. However, lamaisa, it really doesn't apply to jewelry that women wear. And it's in contrast to common belief, the only issue is clothing that's covered with gold, since Big Day Lovin, that's something that's supposed to remind of kapara and symbolize kapara. So when someone puts gold on top of their clothing, so that's something they weave, they have it coated, the clothing is coated with gold, so that reminds of the Chet HaEgel, where we have love and we're trying to show kapara, and now we're putting a reminder on that of gold, which is a remembrance of the Chet HaEgel. However, to wear jewelry, that's not clothing. To wear earrings, bracelets, necklaces, etc., that's not clothing. That's something which is not a problem. It's not mazkir the Chet HaEgel. So that's not an issue. Just like we said, that you shouldn't wear your whole gamut. The women shouldn't wear their whole gamut of jewelry like they would do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They should wear more simple, toned-down amounts of jewelry like they would during the week. Also, clothing that might have some gold foil or other gold color on it, but it's not real gold, it's just the color of gold, that's also fine. The issue is the having real gold on your clothing, not having something that is the color of gold. Sifta Zion. Haminog Sha'av Va'im Varchnes Abonim Vesabonis Kalim Shinichnasim LeBeis HaKnesses. The minog is that the parents bench their sons and daughters before they go to shul. On Erev Yom Kippur, Sha'oz Kvachol Kedushas Hayoyim, because once Yom Kippur comes already, the Kedushas Hayoyim is there. V'Sharei Rachmim Niftachu, and the gates of mercy are open. On the Spalim B'Bracha Zu, and the parents daven in this bracha, Shi'achtemu L'Chaim Toivim, that the children should be inscribed and sealed for a good life. V'Shi'hei Libam Nochim B'Yiras Hashem, and their hearts should be correct. Correctly adjusted and correctly on the path of Yiras Hashem. Mischananim v'bechi, and they plead with tears, with crying, with mice, and with tears, shetukubal tefilas, and that their parents, that the tefillah should be accepted. V'gam abonim v'abonais misayin, she'elchu b'derech toivim v'aruches tzadikim yishmayu. And the children also, they are inspired from this, that they should also go in the correct ways, in the ways of the tzaddikim, that they should keep the ways of the tzaddikim. V'yesha holchem gam l'koyveim, and some people go also to their relatives, shem tamid chachamim tzaddikim, to their relatives of tamid chachamim and tzaddikim, shivachosam, that they should bless them, muvakshem em, and they ask them, shispallu gam ba'adam yom ha'kodesh v'anoyah, that the tzaddik should also daven for them on this holy and awesome day. V'yesh l'haktim l'aseis kein ba'idiyam gadol, you should make sure to do this while it's still day. He lays out because once already it becomes evening, because already once Yom Kippur actually is coming in, you should have it come in with peace and tranquility. You shouldn't be running around with all your brachas. So you should do the brachas in advance. Nusach HaBracha, the format of the bracha is you say the pasuk of Yisimcha v'Goymer Yivarechacha, the pasuk of Yivarechacha, Ve'ayin Ma'isiv Kol Echad Kafid Sachas L'Shainayin. Everyone then adds according to his ability of speech to add to the bracha. Ve'yish Leim Tefila Zaisin, and some say this tefila. V'hi Ratzayin L'fnei Avinu Shemashemayim, it should be the will of our Father in heaven. She'itein B'Libcha Avosay V'Yerosay, you should put in your heart his the love of Hashem and the fear of Hashem. Hey, yes, Hashem apanecha koyim chayecha shloi sechata, and yes, Hashem should be on your face your whole life, that you shouldn't do any averus. Uthi cheshkecha b'toyer v'mitzvus, your desire should be in doing toyer and mitzvus. Einecha l'neichach yabitu, your eyes should see is straight and truthful. Picha yidaber chachmais, your mouth should speak words of wisdom. Velibcha yagya emais, and your heart should think of the fear of Hashem. Yedacha yuariskim, the mitzvahs, your hands should be involved in mitzvahs. Vaglacha yarutzu laseis etzayin avicha shvashamayim, your feet should run to do the will of your Father in heaven. Vitein lacha banim uvanais, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you sons and daughters, tzadikim tzidkaniyais, oiskim etayin mitzvahs, work that are toiling, that the children should be always toiling in Torah and mitzvahs, kol yameim, their entire life. Vihim akarcha baruch, your ability to have children should be blessed. Yasmin lecha panasascha beheter v'nachas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should arrange that you should have sustenance in a way that's mutter, v'nachas, and with ease, uberevach, and with, you know, comfortable. Mitachas yodar rechava, from the wide hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bountiful hand. V'loy ayidei matnas basavadam, and your panasa should not have to be from accepting from others. Charity. Panasa, or gifts. Panasa should have panu levodis Hashem, a panasa that you should be, make it, that you have the ability and time to do avodis Hashem. The sechosev, sechosem, chayim toivim, you should be written and sealed for a good year, v'aruchim, and for a good life and a long life. V'sach tzadikei Yisrael, amen. Amongst the other tzadikim of Yisrael. Sif Yud Zayin. Noigin lil baishas atalis. The minig is to wear the talis when you get to shul on Erev Yom Kippur. Yesh lizor lilav shoy ba'od yoyim, and you should be careful to make sure to put on your talis before it's still day, be barchlav, and then make a bracha on it. From this achad ben hashmashas, however, if already ben hashmashas arrived and you didn't put on your talis yet, lo yivarchlav, you shouldn't make a bracha on it because it's a machlekes if you can make a bracha at night on a talis. So therefore, a person should make sure to come to shul in time and put on his talis before shkia arrives. If one is not sure for his bein hashmashas yet, and he didn't put on his talis, he should put on his talis, and he could actually say a bracha because of the various sfeikas. But if he knows for sure it's bein hashmashas, then he shouldn't say a bracha on his talis when he puts it on. Going back a little bit, we said earlier that the lady lights candles for Yom Kippur. So sometimes they make a mistake. Instead of saying Lalik Nesh Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, they make a bracha Lalik Nesh Yom Tov. So because that's what they're used to making on Yom Tov for the other Yom Tov when they light the candles. Not something where B'diavad she was Yaitse and she doesn't have to say another bracha or anything. But bracha of Lalik Neshul Yom Tov suffices. If she said Lalik Neshul Shabbos, so then many Pais can say that she wouldn't have been Yaitse. However, let's say it was Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So if she said just Lalik Neshul Shabbos, or if she only said Lalik Neshul Yom Kippur, but she forgot the other one, so then she still Yaitse and she wouldn't have to say a bracha again. Of course, as with any bracha, if she remembers Teich Kidei Dibra, if she remembered within the time it says to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, so then she should correct the bracha and say it the right way. We also said earlier, L'kdeish Hashem L'chubud, that on Yom Kippur, since we don't eat or drink, so we're mechabed Yom Kippur by having clean clothes and by lighting candles. So the Gemara says that it says in the Pasuk, by Yom Kippur, Tanus Nafshei Seichem, you should afflict yourself, you should feel suffering. So Gemara says in Yuma, maybe you should sit outside in the heat or in the cold, so you should have tzar, you should have pain from that. No, it says in the Pasuk, v'chol malacha lasasu. Just like malacha sheval tasa, so to inya nefesh, the affliction that it's talking about in the Pasuk, tanus nafshei seichem, that's a sheval tasa, meaning you don't do anything, meaning you're not eating. So Mashag brings down that even though it's a day of Tanus Nafshei Seichem, you're not allowed to do anything to afflict yourself except for what Chazal were guys, except for the Chamisha Inuyim, which we'll do Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Other than that, those afflictions, we're not allowed to add our own afflictions to ourselves, because Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, and every Yom Tov is for Einik and Simcha. And if you're going to be machmir and trying to make yourself bitzar, so you'll get punished because of bizur yomtiv. Like in most things, whatever the Torah tells us to do, that's what we're supposed to do, not to make up things on our own. Kol tov.